The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Eritrea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I started, as we started with the first reading today, I realized that we are in Advent, and I shouldn't have been praying the Gloria, but today, until now, today has been the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, and at all our Masses for the Immaculate Conception, we took a break from Advent, so to speak, and prayed the Gloria, but I have to get back in Advent mode and no Gloria during Advent. But we are preparing for the big Gloria that comes at Christmas time. By my count, at least today, we're 17 days from Christmas. Most of the kids may know more precisely what the timing is until we get to Christmas. And there are a lot of beautiful things that happen when Christmas descends upon us. Some of those are already underway right now. One of my favorite radio stations I listen to in the car, almost many of them, but I do try to avoid Christmas music until Christmas comes, but this station plays sacred Christmas music, which I just love. And so even though we're in Advent, I am being drawn into the reality of Christmas itself. But Christmas is the time when, with great joy, we can shout out that Jesus has been born for us in history 2,000 years ago. And we can look at this same reality of anticipating Christmas in other ways. We have another way to think of this is we have 17 days or so to continue our preparation for Christmas. And this means especially, and we all do this in a different way, but it means ensuring that our own hearts are prepared to meet the one and only, the newborn King, once again, as we commemorate his arriving in the midst of us in history. The great fun, we can say, has already begun. There's the tune Jingle Bells, which claims, "What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight." But here in the church, we kind of enter into another a kind of fun, particularly in Advent, as we prepare for the coming of our Lord. And it's a more of a, I suppose we could use the word fun, but it's more of a growing and a deep-seated contentment that will not end when December 26 comes. And the fun I'm talking about actually does include our prayers, our sacrifices, our acts of charity, certainly and importantly the occasions when during Advent we have the opportunity to receive the sacraments. And I'm thinking especially of confession and Holy Communion, which each time cleanse us of all our infidelities, and which, as Isaiah promises, will make our souls as white as snow. And while I'm thinking about it, you'll see in the bulletin, I think we have the schedule probably on the cover of the bulletin of our parish mission that begins tomorrow evening. And you'll see that both well, Sunday evening, Monday evening, and Tuesday evening, we all have special times of confession during that parish mission. But the parish mission, if you is also one of the ways, even if you can't make it to all three evenings, if you can make one of those evenings, it's one of the great ways to help prepare yourself to receive our Lord at Christmas time. I always think in my own case, even before I was a seminarian, certainly before I was a priest, that one of the things that really kind of gave the extra spark to my Christian faith was those special events outside the normal routine of whatever's going on in the parish. As wonderful as the parish might be and everything that goes on here, anything that's kind of extra is one of those things that gives a real boost to one's Christmas Christian faith. So hopefully the parish mission will be one of those things for you, even if you can't attend. If you can only attend one evening, that would be great. But back to our gospel, which is drawing our attention to John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus. John the Baptist was convinced that without sincere and adequate preparation beforehand, the coming of the Lord would not have the effect it should in the hearts of his listeners. And remember, the only thing Jesus asks from us is our hearts. And kind of everything else flows from that. But he asks from us our hearts. And who could argue with John, who was the precursor of Jesus? John spent himself going before Christ to announce the good news of salvation. John believed, and he encouraged others to believe. He encourages us to believe and to live our lives as though in the reality of our belief. Like Mary, the ever-Virgin Mother of God, St. John the Baptist was stirred up by the Word of God, especially the Word of God made flesh, the Word of God incarnate, Jesus Christ. And that is the reason his mission was successful. But it really was not John's work. It was the work of the Lord with whom John cooperated fully. It's the same pattern that we saw in the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Our Blessed Mother cooperating with the graces that the Lord was giving to her when the angel Gabriel appeared to her. And so we cooperate ourselves with those graces that God gives us. John proclaimed that salvation, everlasting life, was close at hand because Jesus was close at hand. St. John the Baptist recognized Jesus Christ, the long-awaited Savior. And because of St. John's spiritual sensitivity, his keenness, he himself was able to acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah and Lord when he came at a time when so many others could not acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah. And John's burning wish was to persuade others that Jesus Christ is indeed the anticipated one. John, a humble man who cried out that the paths of the Lord must be made straight, agreed with the prophet Baruch that God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for company. Each one of us has similar good work to do. We are in our own ways, our own limited ways, to seek to lead others to Jesus Christ as St. John the Baptist did. But our mission is the same as John the Baptist. It is to decrease so that Christ may increase in us. In other words, we are to focus our efforts on pointing our neighbors, whoever our neighbors might be. It might be someone at school, at work, someone we encounter in under any circumstances. We are to point our neighbors to Jesus and his mercy, not to ourselves. Pointing our neighbors to Jesus' mercy is also crucial. Remember, Jesus is mercy incarnate. Jesus is mercy itself, which is why when we're in difficulty, particularly by way of sin, we always just want to come right to our Lord Jesus Christ. Each one of us, particularly during this Advent season, in whatever way might be possible, however we might be able to grow spiritually in preparation for this big event at Christmas, we're called to become other Johns who are aware of our many limitations and the fact, all combined with that, that Christ working in us has no limitations. He is the immortal one who shows us the face of our Heavenly Father. We each one need to be stirred up, as was John the Baptist. Sacred Scripture in the teaching of the Church should be what nourishes us in our mission. We surrender ourselves to the Holy Spirit, assured that He will change and fortify us. He will give us what we need, and we will allow Him to bring to fulfillment the good work that He has begun in us at the moment when we receive the sacrament of baptism. During these last 17 days of Advent, the Church is proposing to us that, using a page from the life of St. John the Baptist, that we turn to our Lord as never before and acknowledge Him as the one for whom we have been waiting. These remaining 17 days of Advent are packed with many opportunities to recognize our weaknesses and also to grow in love for Christ and to do what we can to encourage others to do likewise.